He was one of the greatest high school basketball players in the state of Arkansas. In his first season with the Hogs, he was a key component to their Elite Eight success. And now, he brings his talents to the Buzz.
Darius Hall, Philip.
It's time to talk to Jalen Williams, presented by Southern Floor Coating. From garages to porches and even patios, they use certified installers and offer a 15-year warranty. Call them today at 501-402-4912 or go online to southernfloorcoating.com. Now let's talk to the pride of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Jalen Williams.
All right, the last time we saw Jalen Williams was on top of the scores table, celebrating with about 5,000 other Razorback fans. And what a scene it was, 80-76 over Auburn. And Jalen, good morning. I don't know if you've come down from the high, but it was you did something that hadn't been done in 40 years. It was a great win, and we appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, there was a lot of debate after the game was over about, well, should the students went on the court? Should we act like we've been there? And I was watching your expression and all the people that you were hugging and all that kind of stuff. What's your take on it? Are you fine with the students rushing the court and celebrating after a win like that?
Man, of course. I think that, of course, from my point of view, I love it. I think that it's just them showing that they love us and the hard work that we put in to get as good as we have gotten, to win against a really great program and a really great team. I like that the fans and our family, like, they want to celebrate with us.
You know, it's interesting. We had J.D. on Wednesday, I guess it was Wednesday, which we were so impressed, Jalen, that because I think J.D. went to bed about 3 o'clock that night. And he still got up and did his call at 8:30. So we said that we were very impressed he was able to do that. But I remember I was there at the game, and I was telling the guys, I was watching you as the game got to the end and went into overtime. I mean, you guys were spent, man. You were exhausted. And just talk about the physical drain and what you had to do to get through that and get to the end and get the win.
Yeah, it was a really long, hard-fought game, and they have a lot of big guys like Walker, Cardwell. They got the Jay Will that's on their team. They got Chris Moore. They got a lot of great guys, a lot of strong guys, and it was a hard-fought win, but it was a long, great game, and my body is still feeling it a little bit today.
Jalen, how does it feel to be the most popular man on campus and in the entire state of Arkansas?
I wouldn't say I'm that.
Really. Oh, you are, brother. You are, especially in my household right now. I told you, like, the first week we had you on that you were my daughter's favorite player. And so, and I got to be honest with you, buddy, you're quickly becoming one of my favorite Razorbacks of all time. I just love the way you play and play hard every possession and do everything. And obviously you've been huge throughout this win streak. And congrats on the big win the other night. Not to turn the page, but I'm going to turn the page a little bit to Alabama. I know Alabama has had some struggles here lately and been a little more inconsistent than obviously they would like to be. But they're a super dangerous team that's beat a lot of good teams this year. What's the key to you guys going down there and keeping the momentum rolling here Saturday?
I think the key for us really is just to stay locked in and stay locked into what we want to do. Alabama's a really good team. They're a really great offensive team. They have a lot of great scoring options, a lot of great guys that can do anything for them. And like you said, they've had some really big wins this year. They beat Gonzaga, Baylor, and I'm pretty sure they beat Houston too. So they're not just a team that doesn't have any wins. Like, they showed that they're a legit team and they can beat legit teams. So we got to go in there with a great mindset, like, not trying to go in there satisfied. So we got to go in there ready to win and ready to play.
Hey, yeah. Jalen, you know, you just talked about how your body's still feeling it after the other night. Do you worry a little bit about fatigue going on the road and taking on a very tough Alabama team?
Not really. It's just, of course, my body's going to be tired. I always try to leave it all out on the court. But when I play the game, I have so much adrenaline, so much joy playing the game. My body's going to be good.
Hey, Jalen, obviously we know Alabama, they like to shoot threes and get to the cup, and that's pretty much their game plan offensively. So what do you guys – what's the game plan? Is it – do you have to run them off the three, or do you what's the game plan to try to minimize what they want to do?
Really, it's just a lockdown on defense. One of the things that was on the board was individual defense. We have to lock down one-on-one, like keep the guy in front of you, don't let him dribble drive you. So if we can limit the dribble drives, we should be able to limit three-pointers, because that's how they get a lot of the three-pointers, is kick-out drives. So that's one of the main focuses, is just limiting what your man's doing.
And I'm assuming, like, weak side, offside help's going to be huge in this game.
Of course.
You know, I do want to thank Southern Floor Coatings, Aaron Eifert, for sponsoring Jalen each week. You know what? One of the things, Jalen, I'm impressed with, for those of us who've been around, and of course you've grown up in this state, is that over the years, Razorbacks have struggled from the free throw line. I remember a few years ago, I was like, good Lord, we cannot make a darn free throw. And it was costly to us. And what you guys did the other night, went 26-32, and in clutch, especially, I think you guys made 11 free throws in the last minute and a half. I don't know what makes the difference, but you guys are doing it well, and you know, everybody wants to make a big deal about the three-point shot, but, man, free throws have been so big for you guys this
year.
Jalen
made two when I got poked out. You look like you couldn't even see then, man.
I couldn't. I got poked in my eye, and I still have a scratch across my face, but when I was walking up the line, my vision was blurry, and I was telling my teammates, like I'm struggling to see right now. Like, I can't see, but I walked up to the line, and it's just muscle memory at that point. So I just went up there and shot him.
You know what's funny about that is that the TV broadcasters were saying that it looked like a heavyweight fight, because they had the cut man on the sideline trying to get Jalen to see right, because he had that cut underneath his eye. So, yeah. Hey, what was that atmosphere like? You know, let's go back to that game for a minute. Largest crowd in Bud Walton Arena, probably the loudest crowd you've ever played. I know we asked JD that the other day. But for you, what was that experience like, hearing all those Razorback fans?
Man, it was crazy. I'm thankful to be a part of it, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Like me and Devo, or me, Devo, Moses, and KK, we talked about that coming in. Like, we want to change how things are here at Arkansas. We want to do things that people haven't done. We want to be remembered for what we've done in Arkansas. And I feel like we're making steps closer to that every time, every week, every game we play. And just being a part of that, being a part of history, being a part of the largest crowd ever, it's an incredible feeling. And, like I've said this, the fans and our family, like, they were another teammate to us that night. Like, without them, I don't know if we win that game. And it was just so great to have all those people in the building and helping us out throughout the game.
You know, Jalen, the great thing about watching this winning streak is everybody's contributing. You know, you looked the other day, you got Tony with 14 points, 10 rebounds, obviously you and JD, but then you got, you know, Devo, Chris Likes comes in and makes big free throws there at the end too. Mude, nine points. Again, everybody's contributing, and I think that's obviously the difference between the beginning of the year and what's happened these last 9 or 10 games in your winning streak.
Yeah, for sure. I think that a lot of guys, like, we've realized what we have to do to win. We realize that it's not about the name on the back of your jersey, it's about what's on the front of your jersey. And we're playing for each other now. We're playing because we know that for any of us to be successful, we have to be successful as a team. So when we go out on the court, I feel like we're all playing to win. And that was one of the main things that's changed since the beginning of the year. I think that, I don't remember what game it was. It might have been a West Virginia game, but
right.
I don't know, all eight people that played on the court had 5 or more points. So that's just like that might not mean a lot to the normal eye, but that just shows, like, everybody had help in hand. Like, everybody was touching ball, everybody was putting up shots, everybody helped the game. And just things like that just build chemistry, knowing that everybody is such a big part of the win.
Well, man, we just want to say congratulations again. Thank you for including us every week with a call, and appreciate Southern Floor Coatings and Aaron Eifert for sponsoring you. And get down there and knock all Bama, and we'll talk to you next week about this continued winning streak.
Yes, sir. Thank you.